Okay, you're good to go.
Jen, we can't hear you if you're talking.
Thank you. Sorry.
Before you get too far into.
With that, I was singing and I'm just
Yeah. We know, we know.
yeah.
Time to get to business.
And welcome to the Early Light Academy board meeting. It is Friday, February 20th, and it is 10:37 a.m. Can we do a roll call?
Finland.
Here.
Brett Crockett.
Here.
Candace Mitchell.
Here.
Anne Kong.
Here.
Ashley Leishman.
Here.
Stephanie Schmidt.
Here.
Erin Winterton.
Here.
Heidi Bowerly.
Here.
And I'm Dawn Kawaguchi. And we want to excuse Penny Ramirez.
Perfect. Thank you, Don. Is there any public comment?
Nope, I'm here at the school and there's no public comment here.
Thank you. So let's go ahead and approve the January 21st meeting minutes. So I motion that we approve the January 21, 2026 board meeting minutes.
Second.
Jen Lund.
Aye.
Brett Crockett,
Aye.
Candace Mitchell,
Aye.
Anne Kong,
Aye.
Ashley Leishman.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, so we have two voting items today. We have the amended PA system and the amended sound panels project. Does anyone have any questions about that? Or Steph, do you want to say anything?
Sure, yeah, I can just kind of do a quick. So anytime we are spending money in excess of 25,000 for one particular vendor, we need board approval, just as a reminder. And so we got about $521,000 in grant money in FY24, and so this is just part of that spend down. And the money is flexible there. Like we did the fencing with that money. We've retrofitted like the indoor, just as a reminder, the doors in the classroom doors so that teachers don't have to open the door and lock their room with a key from the outside. It's just a push button from the inside. So just different things that fit the state's requirement, safety requirements. Another part of that is making sure that we have an upgraded PA system, because as we've expanded over the years, built the junior high, we've kind of pieced together the PA system, our tech company has. And so there were areas that still were not working well, like the gym. The speakers in there are super bad, or like the new dance room, they never installed the speakers in there. But the construction company that was doing that project actually went out of business mid-construction. So we need speakers in the theater so anyway, there's just projects that we needed to upgrade. And just so with this grant money, one of the things that the state prioritized was communication, being able to communicate throughout the school very quickly, safely. So we had originally had 180,000 approved in April, but then waiting to see kind of where the rest of our projects line out, what the priorities are. We had done some with ballistic glass. Anyway, we're at the point where we need to approve and kind of spend down the final amount. So we're proposing, or I'm asking for approval for to amend the PA system project budget to an amount not to exceed 240,000. And we have to spend this money by June 30th this year. So, and it takes a long time to get like all the bids or the estimates and kind of figure out what the priorities are going to be. So we've done some really cool things, and we're very, very grateful to have a nice functioning PA system. So things like if they're in the dance room, the PA system will actually cut over like the music so that they can just hear the announcement at that point. Or because right now, like in the gym, they're like, wait, did somebody make an announcement? Because if they have music going or the kids are loud or whatever. And so that's the first proposal. Let me talk about sound panels. This is, let's see. The sound panels project. This is something that we have budgeted for this count for this year. Aaron and I went through and planned for this project, but we are putting sound mitigation in the gym. This is something we've wanted to do for years and years, and we finally have the money to do it. But it is so loud in there because we have elementary and junior high in there sharing it at times, or we have lots of sports, teams coming to play, and it's just so loud in there. So we've got it designed to put sound panels around the gym, and then at the same time, because we could get a discount on bulk ordering, we had close to enough. We just needed to add $5,000 to the approved amount to do the cafeteria too, because that gets really loud as well. And we do want that space to be a comfortable space when students are in there. We have a lot of students in a small space for lunch all day long. So I just need a $5,000 increase to what was already approved, so up to 55,000. So those are the two proposals. Do you have any questions for me?
I'm sorry. So on the first one, we already approved 465,000, right? And then, so is this decreasing it, or wasn't it? Because it wasn't, it says not to exceed 465.
No, sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to confuse you. It was originally approved as the safety grant purchase, not to exceed 465. The amount for the PA system in that total safety grant purchase was 180. And so that was umbrellaed underneath a broader safety grant purchase of $465.
When I actually go to spend the money, then I need approval for that vendor. So, but
And
that's
so
a great question.
the 180 is now going to be 240.
Correct.
Okay.
And
That's it.
that's still all within that umbrella.
Perfect. Yeah, the 465 is where I was like, what? I'm confused. So
I saw that. Yeah.
that
So,
was my only question.
okay.
Anyone else have a question? Is everyone ready for me to vote then? Or to make a motion to vote? Okay. So I motion that we approve the amended PA system project not to exceed 240,000 and approve the amended gym sound panels project not to exceed 55,000.
A second.
Jen Lund.
Aye.
Brett Crockett.
Aye.
Candace Mitchell.
Aye.
Ann Kong.
Aye.
Ashley Leishman.
Aye.
Awesome.
Yeah, you guys are great. Thank you so much for taking your time out. It's funny because I was like, oh, I don't think we need a board meeting, but then we can get on installation schedules sooner. And anyway, so I appreciate you taking time out of your Friday morning to do this.
Well, and thanks for taking advantage of the bulk ordering and even thinking about doing that in the cafeteria,
Yeah,
because
it'll be nice.
I'm excited to hear the difference.
Yeah. I think it'll look nice too in both of them.
Good.
Can I ask about the ballistic glass? Is that something that's going to get in before June? Like, or is it going to probably get pushed?
That is a great question. So I'm actually glad you brought that up. So that is kind of been in flux. We had asked, because of problems with that company, we had asked for a refund of the money. We have already paid them like $56,000. We have had issues with that company. And so we have, our attorney at AW has been working, contacting them to get that refunded. They're pushing back naturally. They're pushing back, but this is the second time we have requested a refund, and then we worked through it with them, and then we said, okay, we'll move ahead. And then there were other issues, and so we like the sales guy was trying to push us to get ballistic glass that was lower than what the state required rating was. He was very rude, very pushy, and we were hearing like their installation isn't that great. So anyway, we were trying to go away from them. Aaron and I have talked about this before, and I just kind of checked with her this morning. But what will happen is if we cannot get a refund from them, we'll go ahead and do the $56,000 worth of work with them and then not do anything with them further, and in the future use a different company. And then we would just take off some of the PA system upgrades. So right now, like one of I don't want to get into some too many details,
There, we
but
might want to close session for
yeah,
some.
totally. Now that I'm talking, yeah. Anyway, I want to be careful, but that's where it's at. So ballistic glass may or may not happen this year. If it does, then we would adjust down the PA system. So
Okay.
yeah,
Okay.
good question.
I hope that get figured out soon.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that that kind of being challenging.
Yeah, it's okay. We got it. We'll figure it out, but
Okay. Wonderful. So we've already gone over like the next board meeting and everything. So I believe if as long as everyone else sees the dates on there and they're okay, March 18th for the board meeting, pre-board meeting, March 4th at 10:30. I think we kind of did that last time, if I'm remembering. So, are we okay to adjourn?
I don't have anything further.
Okay. Don, are you okay if we adjourn? Okay. Then I motion that we adjourn our meeting at 10:49 a.m. Second.
Lund.
Awesome. Aye.
Bert Crockett.
Aye.
Candace Mitchell.
Aye.
Ann Kong.
Aye.
Julie Leishman.
Aye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you.
Bye.